Everyone here tonight, it's our Wednesday question and answering night. Those that are logging on live, I want to thank all those around the nations that are tuning in and listening, and we're asking for you to send in your questions so that we can answer them in the right way. And tonight, anyone here have a question real quick or before I move on? Okay. Earlier, we had a question come in. What is faith? And even another question as far as God, which are two mysteries, because God has no real character, or I shouldn't say character, he has no real identity as far as who is he. And faith, everybody gets that confused as far as believing. And believing is a whole different ball game than faith. Faith is a substance. It's actually a power, a substance that we as humans was gifted. And faith is a gift. It's actually a gift from above. A gift from our Creator who created us. But we build on that gift. It's almost like a talent. And you have to exercise it. And we build. We build on it. As we build, it's just like working out. You can't automatically lift 100 pounds. Well, maybe some can, but I know I can't right now automatically just lift 100 pounds. But you build up, and then all of a sudden, 100 pounds is real easy. And then you put on more, and you put on more, and put on more, and next thing you know, you're bench pressing over 1,000 pounds. So faith works similar to that. But as you increase faith, it's measured. And it's given to you from above. So the more you work your faith out, you work out your faith, it's ever increased, given it to you. And, I'm on a mission myself. I appreciate Sam and his comments earlier. Sam is one of the pastors here, and he encourages me. I don't like to say too much. Why? I want to hear testimonies from you. I'll build my own testimonies and watch God work, but I want to hear your testimonies. But God has been doing some incredible testimonies, and it's all because of building faith. It's all building faith. And I'm excited about continuing to build faith, and I want to encourage those that are listening to build faith. Faith is this substance that creates, literally, your hopes. It creates your life and your desires. And if you have a desire and a hope, and you really strive for it in the sense of your heart, even calling it in, this is what I'm going to do. And this is what's going to happen. Have faith in your heart towards it, and that's where belief comes in, and that's why a lot of people get confused with belief. But the belief is just basically you looking at the positive side of it, the mental end of it, and looking at the positive side of it, and basically just proclaim it. I want to share with everybody that's listening that if you feel that sensation and you're inspired, that's given from our Creator. That's given from above. So, grab it, claim it. It's yours. And don't question, because next thing you know, as soon as you release it, darkness then can infiltrate it. So what I would say to those that are listening, if you are inspired with a vision, a dream, or an inspiration of some sort, You know, get really excited about it in your heart, but know for sure and not waver before you prophesy it. And the reason why I say that is because as soon as, let's put it this way, darkness doesn't have the mind of God. Darkness doesn't have a clue what God has imparted in you. It's until you begin to confess. It's until you begin to expose or declare or whatever it might be, then darkness is like, oh, I'm going to mess that up. It ain't happening. I'm going to start putting negative thoughts there and all that. So my advice is that when you do get that inspiration to do something, build it first within.
That's huge. It's very huge.
Because I think a lot of people fall short, and they open their mouth up too quick. Yes, to the wrong people. We'll maybe touch base on that one, but let's stay in the faith area and begin to create what to be existent. Because you want to be established within. How many people understand that one? You want to, okay, because darkness wants to knock it down, shoot it down. You'll have so many naysayers say, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that, you need this, you need that. And they'll just try to steal that, and then next thing you know, you lose hope and you have no foundation. And this is why it's so important to have a foundation with God. Because faith, it's the power, and God is the one that grants it to you, so to say. You can't grant these gifts. They're given to you by His love. And when we're proved and tested, then it's basically then He gives it to us, like almost like being good. You know, He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And because we diligently seek Him, He's a rewarder to that. And you know, I want to give all glory to God and continue to give all glory to God. And now we'll get to the point where, who is God? You know, because we want to build faith and we want to have faith to move mountains. We want to get to that point where we can bench press 1,000 pounds with no problem. I mean, like, woof, woof, like with ease. But at the same time, we need a help. We need a foundation. We need to be established. So this is where we have to bring in God. And that's why God is just a great mystery. And there is no identity other than His attributes. Because it's built on relationship. It's built on love. It's built on worship. And then faith works with love. Faith works with worship. Faith works with the Creator who creates. And it's almost like from Him, through Him, to Him. We actually become the Creator through the Creator. And as we begin to create Him, He begins to create and gives us back. Yeah, you feel that, huh? So, you know, that's why I say that there is no God, and God doesn't exist, because I need you to begin to believe in creating Him. I need you to begin to create Him in your own intimacy. See, because God is a relationship. And if I said to you, you know, there's a God, and this is who He is, well, do you have a relationship with Him? It's me. It's not you. you need to tell me where he is and who he is, you know? And this is so important for the world to understand. And religion has, I don't know, lost it in the sense of building relationship. So now the entity of religion has God, but not the person. Does that make sense? And so we need the person to have God, not the entity. You know, it's almost like a corporation has the credit, but you work in the corporation, you don't have the credit. So we need to be the corporation that has the credit. We can't be the employee that works in the corporation that has no credit. Does that make sense? Okay. So with the two together, understanding that faith in itself doesn't exist, God in itself doesn't exist, and if we begin to create the two, then our Father in heaven, the Creator, sees that and then comes back and creates. And that's where the rewards, because we diligently seek. And because we're a diligently seeking faith, diligently seeking God, then he rolls it around and gives you what you're seeking.
That's why it says we're the image. It's the image that's reflection back.
We're the image. Yes. So, yeah. So what we need to understand is that Yes, God doesn't create, and we create him through faith, which then he does exist. But I want those that are listening, because they're probably just like, whoa, this is spinning my head. You know, I'm going to tell you that God exists. But what does that do for you? I hope it gets you hungry enough to say, I want this God too. Because I have a personal feeling that most people can't boldly say, I have a God. You follow where I'm coming from? I know there are a few here that can say it, but I'm talking about the world out there. I'm talking to people who say they have a knowledge of God, say they know God, where it's like they confess with their lips, but their heart is just so far away from them. Well, it just has no relationship, none whatsoever. And the indications are a lot of worry, a lot of fear, a lot of confusion. That in itself, those three are biggies to say that, you know, your foundation or your relationship with God is very low. And you need, as you build a stronger relationship with God, then the fear and the worry and the confusion begins to leave. And you're not manifesting them. You're manifesting, you know, hope and joy and peace, because of the fact that you just know that God's going to take care of everything. Because God is not someone who will destroy anything. God is always one who heals and delivers and restores and builds and edifies. And so, you know, with a positive heart in that area, due to the relationship, you have a disposition of joy and peace and righteousness. And then you're dwelling in what we call the kingdom of God. Now you're dwelling in, I am not of the world. You know, when Jesus said, I am not of the world, but I'm from the kingdom, I believe it was because his relationship with God was built so strong to where he was manifesting not the world, but the kingdom. He was manifesting a joy. He was manifesting a peace, and he was manifesting a righteousness. So he was walking with confidence, and he was walking with, you know, no confusion. He didn't have to worry about tomorrow, nor did he care about tomorrow, because he knew that tomorrow will take care of itself and everything will be okay. And that reflects the relationship he had with God. He created God within himself, and that faith within himself he created. In return, our creator, which does exist, but you have to have him exist in your life in order for him to exist. I can sit here all day and say, he's there, he's there, he's there, he's there. But you have to say, yeah, I know, he's there, I'm here. So we create him, and then even though he exists, he's the ultimate big creator, then he'll create what your hopes and your desires are. And he always gives you what you need, you know, to keep you on that edge, with what I always say. Because how many of us sometimes have extra and, you know, how can I say it? Our focus point isn't, you know, in need, so to say. And unfortunately, building a relationship with God, he keeps you always in that place of need, but not a want, a need of knowing that he's going to provide. I'm going to try to make it sensible and understanding. When we have extra, we tend to blow it. We, you know, yeah, we self-indulge. But if we don't have extra and we just have just enough, we tend to be more of a good steward. And yes, and grateful. So, you know, we watch, and, you know, and as it's dwindling down, you know, you're putting that relationship back in and that faith back in to say, okay, God, you know, we're coming down to the end here, and we need a breakthrough, and yeah, and we need a breakthrough, and, you know, we know that you'll take care of it. It's cool. It's just that, you know, it's a conversation piece. Yeah. You know, with me, and I'll just use my own self as a tool, I commune with my creator that I created. And through faith, I'm building my faith every day through him. And there's conversation, because if you have a relationship, it's always conversation, right? I mean, who has a relationship that doesn't conversate? You have to talk. You have to have some kind of communion, you know? It's like, hey, how you doing? I'm doing fine. Okay, great. What are you up to? Oh, nothing much, you know? So I'm like that with my God, because I'm like, hey, God, you know, look, this is what I got to do. Give me the vision so that I can begin to do it. And a lot of times I'll fumble, and there'll be things where I just won't get motivated enough until the vision is clear and I have peace to move forward with the vision. And, you know, we're in the process of building a pigeon coop, and there's an original structure that takes some demo in and remodeling, and and I'm over here with limited supply, and I'm looking at my supplies, and I'm looking at, you know, the structure, and it took like 4 days before the true vision came, you know, and it was like, there was the first I had a vision, and, you know, I changed it, and I was like, you know, and I'm like, this is not right, and I just kind of said, okay, you know, God, let's go, man. You got to give me this vision. You got to start showing me what we got to do here, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, the vision just came clear. You see? And then, you know, we were ready to go. Woo. And, you know, and then supernaturally, God is just, you know, providing and working and everything else. I also know that there are also wars in heavens, in the heavens, too. And they're always out trying to infiltrate, you know, things. And God's working these wars out, too. So when your vision comes and you do move forward, there's a peace. You know, you don't want a lot of hiccups. You know, you don't want to have those mind traps that you fall into and all that other stuff. So you want things to go smoother. A lot of times we become impatient, but I've seen God work miracles in the sense that he allows you to accomplish so much more in one day than you would have could imagine. And so, you know, when you see these miracles happen in your faith and in your creation of God through your walk, it just builds and enhances the creation, and you become more intimate. And this is why, you know, I believe we are called to bring this intimate relationship with God in the world, not bound by laws and, you know, do's and don'ts, rights and wrongs, or religion of, you know, of some sort or another, but just free spirit relationship. You know, it's no judgment. You can't judge anyone in this movement. And it is a movement. And it's going to become a worldwide movement, because I see it already manifesting out there. And I've said this several times before on a Wednesday night, that I see this movement, and it's almost like the sheep are lost without a shepherd. And I believe we're the shepherd of the sheep that are out there in the world. I see it. They want this relationship with our Creator. They don't want to be judged, and they want to be moved within their heart. They want to live within themselves, which is not a bad thing. If they want to be this, they could be that. If they want to be this, they could be that. They could be whatever they want to be, and it's okay. Because I believe as they build the relationship, God creates and refines and heals and delivers and causes you to become like him. How many people understand that one? Because this is very important. I encourage and embrace all walks of life. That means rainbow people. That means, you know, everyone. Yeah, all those are heavy laden and weary. Whether you're black, white, Asian, whatever other cultures there are out there. What do they call them now? I call them the rainbow people, but what are they called now? The LBG community? Is that what it is? Yeah. That community. Yeah, everybody. Everybody. I don't care what it is and who it is and what you are. I just care about you creating God in your heart. That's it. And walking with a faith, because I know my God has cleansed me and caused me to change the way I think. Not anybody. Nobody told me how to change and how to respect and honor and glorify individuals and not judge. Judgment, I used to judge a lot. I still say I hate stupid people. But then you say, how far can you go with stupid people, right? We can say that they're all stupid, but how many people hate stupid people? But, you know, he removes the judgment and he embraces. I mean, it's amazing how God just embraces the laws through you. And I want those that are listening around the world, I want everyone to come to this movement. I want everybody to literally get serious about this movement and embrace the messages so that you can have a relationship with our Creator and know who you are and your purpose of being here on this earth and to be able to have an eternal life, because the eternal life is real. It's real. And I hope and pray people wake up about the eternal life, because it's real. But everyone is so focused on this life. And that's fine. You know, it's okay. I look at it as when I was a child, I thought like a child. When I was a young man, I thought like a young man. Now I'm an old guy and I'm thinking like an old man, you know? So, you know, as we get older, you start thinking about the eternal life. When you're young, who thinks about it? You know, we don't have time to think about the eternal life. You know, we want to think about now, you know, how we can party and have a good time and build our empires and our careers and all that other stuff and families and all that. But after a while, we begin to understand what is important. And we begin to see things differently, and, you know, which is beautiful, because it's almost like when you come to that place, you become like an infant again, an infant, and then you grow in Him, and then everything that you do is built in Him. And I look at it as, you're literally building an eternal life here on earth. And this is where I would like to start. Building our eternal life here now on earth. So that when we do leave earth, I mean, we're already somewhat established. Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah. And so I hope those that are listening take these messages serious, because it will literally change your life. I personally feel that there is no cure for depression, no cure for anxiety, no cure for worry, no cure for fear. There is no cure, but when you have a relationship with God, He heals and delivers all these ailments. Yes, thank you. And so if you're out there listening and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you're living a life that maybe have some depression or anxiety, or you're overwhelmed, or you're confused, lost, then take a moment and begin to apply this faith and begin to apply this God that I'm bringing to you and create Him. And you might say, okay, I want to grab hold of God. Now, how do I begin to create Him? What do I do? Well, embrace Him like a friend. You know, just make them your imaginary friend. That's, you know, but put them superior. Put them as one who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords of all. and that he can provide every need you have, and he doesn't count things against you. All he wants you to do is love him with all your heart, soul, and mind. And when you can create this character, this individual, now you're creating God. And hold dearly to it. Don't lose that creation. And build. Lean on it heavy. Build and lean on it heavy. Because I truly believe that inspires him to work in your life. That's why he says when you diligently seek him. You know, and he's a rewarder of those who seek him. And I feel that when you hold tight to that relationship and you really, you know, kind of like put yourself in that position of where you depend on him in that way, he really puts a big smile. It's like he loves it, you know. And to be honest with you, this is what draws you to have humility. And God resists the proud. So if you can build humility in your life by depending on this creator, that you need him. You're putting everything together. I mean, you are now creating a relationship that is strong, and you're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles in your life. You're going to see it because you're like jump-starting our creator to do them in your life. When you work this is real true worship. This is true worship. And when we can come to being those true worshipers that will worship him in spirit and in truth, I mean, spirit right away is the imaginary friend, okay? And everything that I said. So that's all spirit right there. You're creating your superior friend who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you're depending on your friendship with him, and you don't have to worry about him loving you because that's automatically there. You know, all unconditional. He doesn't care what you're doing and all that other stuff. And then we come into truth. And truth is like becoming honest and true to yourself and building in that area and looking at the facts and only looking at the facts, because what is, and you can't change it. And that's a whole nother thing, you know, because truth is a big controversy. How many people realize that truth is a big controversy? You know, what truth is to me may not be truth to you. And what truth to you may not be truth to me. I might be looking at you like, hey, okay, you can believe whatever you want to believe, but all right. So I think truth only comes through your relationship. When you build your relationship, then your eyes open up to see truth. So I can't even define truth to you. Truth is given to you to see. It's like the light. Truth is like the light. And so when your eyes open up and you see the truth. And then that's when you really become free, and the truth sets you free. So who wants to add to this, or any questions that are here tonight? Yeah, got something? Yeah. All right, Sam's going to reiterate or add some icing to it.
Yeah, real quick. You know, what Pastor's saying is the whole world's looking for God. Don't know where to find him. They think they found, you know, you can't know God through somebody else. You can only know God through you. You can't know God through reading a book. You can't know God through somebody else telling you about him. It's a personal relationship. You know, even the Bible, God even says about the Bible, he says, look, they search the scriptures, for in them they think they find eternal life, but they will not come unto me. He said, they look at the scriptures and they think they find eternal life in them, but they won't come unto me. You know, what pastor is explaining is his life. You know, a little while ago, he laid everything down and he said, look, I got to be about my father's business all the time because there's a truth here that has to get out. And this truth is about everybody in the world finding God and how to find him. See, you can't find God unless you have faith. God is the God of faith. You can't see him, you can't feel him, you can't touch him. So how is God created? How? If you can't see him, feel him, or touch him, he's created by faith. Well, how's he created by faith? Through you. If you God never did anything in your life, or you never give God credit for doing anything in your life, you don't know God. See, God has been with you since the beginning. He's been with you every step of your life. Through everything. He's the reason why you made it this far. He's the reason why you're not sitting there starving and you have money in your pocket. He's the reason why you're still doing okay. Look, life's not going to be a multimillionaire with a boat and a car. See, life's just, look, you got to make it. Life is tough. Life isn't easy. We watch movies, we watch TV, we think life's created by Hollywood. Hollyweird. But that's not life. That's actually death. If you're constantly giving and giving and giving and giving, you don't appreciate. See, but what God does with people who love him, he makes you cry out. He doesn't give you $10,000. He gives you a couple $100 a week to live on. He says, look, how much do you love me? See, if someone comes along that you don't know and all of a sudden they come into your life and they start giving you what you need. Here's $500. Here you go. They just hang out with you. They just want to spend time. They just want to go to eat with you. They're not a burden, and all they do is give you good advice, and they hang out with you. And that person comes again the next day, and they give you something else. See, God is here not just to give us gifts, but to be our friend. And then the more you trust him, and the more you trust him, and the more you trust him, the more you start relying on him. And as he blesses your life, you start saying, you know what? What a great God you are. What a great friend. All you do is bless me. You never, ever hurt. All you do is give me truth to bring me in peace. When I'm going through turmoil, when I'm going through struggles, you're right there next to me to give me advice. You're right there next to me to take me by the hand and walk me through a tough time. You're always there to support me and give me whatever I need. What a great God you are. See, this man sitting right here has been through hell. And he got the keys. He got the keys. And I know it because I looked at his life. If you looked at his financials and you looked at his life, you might not think he's blessed. But this man is blessed beyond measure because his faith has been stretched. God has created a habitation in this man. And the more I see his life, people just come along and just throw money at him. He has a need, God supplies it. Not over in abundance. But he supplies the need every single time. And that's what God does. He supplies our needs according to his riches and glory. Provides all of our needs because he wants to create a gratefulness in us. See, if he gives you what you need, and he gives you what you need, and he gives you what you need, you're always crying out to him saying, Father, thank you. You're grateful. Because he's always giving you what you need. He's always blessing you. He's always there for you. This is the kind of God we serve, but you can't know him until you create him through faith. The more God blesses you, and the more God talks to you, the more God gives you peace. See, you want to know where to find God? You go to glorytothenations.org. You go to glory, GLORYTOTHENATIONS.org. You're going to hear truths on there, and truths on there, and more truths on there about who God is and about who you are. And as you listen to these messages, more and more, something happens miraculously. your mind starts being washed. Your mind starts being cleansed, because all we know up to this point is what the world taught us so far, what the patterns of this world say. You have to have this. You have to have that. You got to have a goal. You got to be pushing every day. You got to strive. You got to go. You got to get it. But God says, look, just rest. Just rest and trust me, and I'll make every one of your dreams come true. See, the world's patterns are nothing but death, but that's all we know. And at glorytothenations.org, we and Pastor has laid another foundation of truth. And this foundation comes against all the worldly patterns. And it's actually the patterns of heaven. It's the thinking of heaven. It's giving God glory. And it lets you understand why you go through what you go through. It even breaks down why you think the way you think. Everybody wants to know, why do I do what I don't want to do? Why do I think the way I don't want to think? Why do I keep going through the same things over and over, making the same mistakes? This website, these truths will explain why. But you have to get into them. See, faith without works is dead. And the works that makes faith alive is you pressing in. You laboring to be in his rest. And how do we labor? Listen to the messages. That's how hard it is. It's so difficult. It's so complicated. You got to turn on a knob that says off and on and push play. Man, God made it so hard, didn't he? He made it easy for us. You go to a website, you push play, and you listen, and you learn, and God will teach you his ways, and it'll bring you out of this world. And all of a sudden, you'll say, why do I have peace? Why do I have joy? You know what? I'm starting to think differently about things. And God starts setting you free from the patterns that hold you back from God's glory. He's got a path for your life. He wants to use you in this world. He wants to use all of us. But he first has to set us free from the patterns of this world. GloryToTheNations.org. GloryToTheNations.org. Hop on. Listen to the messages over and over and over, and that's all you got to do. And these messages and the truth will start changing the way you think. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What comes by hearing? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Listen to the messages over and over and over and over and over, and watch your life be transformed. I promise you, it's that simple. It's that simple. And watch God start messing you up. He's going to start changing the way you think, and the world's going to lose its hold on you. You're going to start feeling peace and joy. I promise. It's that easy. God didn't make it complicated. He made it easy. Very easy. Amen. So, guys, Sunday service. We have worship at 10 o'clock, and the message is at 11. Please come out. The worship's incredible. The word's incredible. Try to make it out Sundays. You know, it's good to listen on the website. But being here is so much better. It's so much better being here. There's a presence in here. And God, listen, there's ministering at the end. Let Pastor get his hands on you. There's nothing better. He'll speak things into you that no one else in the world knows, so that you know God's real. You want to see if God's real? Show up here on a Sunday. I'll put Pastor to the test. I'm gonna go ahead and use him. But I'll tell you what, he'll say things to you that'll blow your mind that no one else in the world knows, just to show you that God's alive and that he loves you. So come out Sundays, come out Wednesday, same thing, 7:30, Wednesday nights, come out. The website has the directions, has the address, glorytothenations.org. Hop on there. Listen to the messages and come out, please. This place will change your life. Amen? Amen. Amen. Yeah.